this life, this moment, is the very purpose of life. Because when that grows, when that reaches a certain threshold, literally everything else falls into place. Literally everything else starts to resolve. That doesn't mean all your problems go away. That doesn't mean every moment is bliss or happiness or full of love and light.
It's kind of like when your car breaks. You can piss and moan or say, geez, I'm sure glad I have a car to fix.
Yes. That's enough understanding right there.
You can be happy about having the car.
So when that becomes the ground of understanding that everything else gets experienced through, that is sitting as the background to all other thoughts and emotions and experiences, and whether they're horrific, whether they're terrific, whether they're happy, whether they're sad, whether they're difficult, whether they're easy. When the ability is there due to the right understanding that everything not only can be enjoyed, not only should be enjoyed, but simply is enjoyed by nature, by the nature of the isness of it. Everything starts to resolve. Everything starts to more take care of itself. Everything that used to be felt as a problem starts to evaporate. It's not that the problems go away. It's that they're not experienced as problems. They're just experienced as what's happening. And I have every sense, every confidence that you're a guy that that's possible for. I'll go back to my original statement when you were sitting over there. It's not possible for most of the people on the planet. Not because it's not possible potentially. Potentially it's possible for anybody who's intact, who doesn't have a brain disease or isn't in some way compromised. But the fact that it's possible potentially, you know, plus 50 cents won't get you much. But if you're at a point in life, in maturity, in understanding, in willingness, that it's actually possible for you, and I believe it is for you, and I believe it is for everybody who's here, then that's the rare few at any given time, in any given place. And that should be capitalized on in every possible way. That possibility as a living reality, as a real possibility, is the best thing that can happen in any life. And here we are, a room full of people that's imminently possible for.
It's great, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowingly amazing. Because go other places, and we all do, all day long. Look around, look who's there, look at what's happening, and you'll see it's not possible for most. The willingness isn't there, the openness isn't there, enough understanding, enough maturity hasn't happened yet. The blinders are on.
The willingness isn't there.
That's the key. It's amazing you've never been here, because those who've been here for a long time and often will tell you that probably the thing I speak most about is willingness. And somehow, I don't know how, the people who end up coming here come kind of pre-qualified. They come with the willingness usually already in place. I don't have to fight usually with people if they come without willingness, that's fine. Then my job becomes to help them develop more willingness. But usually if that's the case, they want to fight with you, which is fine, I'll fight with them. But it's so lovely for me that people come already completely willing.
I'm having a grand time.
Mind boggling.
It's great.
Yeah. Great for us too.
Oh, good. You know, it's not like this is I just popped in. There was other places I went that didn't work. For me. Mm-hmm.